It's the Home Buddies podcast. Do as Charlie does.
Maybe not Sky.
Anyways. So I've been a lot into TikTok right now, right? I'm scrolling for hours. And there's this section of TikTok that I've kind of been like looking into or just like being really invested in and are like the Am I the Asshole articles. Have you seen those?
Yes. I always finding myself finishing those TikToks.
Do you usually give like a yeah, this is an asshole or like no?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like most of the stories are pretty, in my mind, obvious of who the asshole is in that situation.
Since we're starting a podcast and this is our first episode, we thought, why not try it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always find them really interesting. Also, just peeking into the people's lives, it's just great.
We're just not nosy bitches, so
yep.
Let's do it. So we have some, right? Do you want to start first, or do you want me to start?
You start. You go.
Okay. Let's start with the first one. It's called... Am I the asshole for expecting my pregnant girlfriend to apologize to my mom after rejecting her food?
This title is sounding... It's leading one way or another already.
It's iffy. It's iffy. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend is 39 weeks pregnant, and my mom has come to town to stay with us, so we have someone to take care of our 3-year-old and cats when we go to the hospital. My girlfriend and mom usually get along, so it was a good idea, but my girlfriend has been causing some issues this week, and now I'm stuck in the middle between two angry women and wondering if I'm the asshole.
Okay, wait. We're going to stop right there for a second. Did he just write, my girlfriend is causing some issues this week? Excuse me?
Your pregnant girlfriend. We're in a rough start right now.
Yeah. 39 weeks pregnant girlfriend. She's the one causing issues. Right. Okay. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Continue.
The main issue. My mom is an amazing cook, but admittedly, she doesn't always cook the healthiest because growing up, me and my brother hated vegetables. My mom has cooked dinner for us every night since she got here 5 days ago, and tonight my girlfriend said she would cook. My mom told her not to worry because she already had it planned, so my girlfriend told her that maybe she could cook for herself, our toddler and me, but my girlfriend needed some specific tonight. She needed something specific tonight. They kind of went back and forth with my mom offering to cook until my girlfriend, rather rudely, said she just wanted to cook for herself tonight. My mom is extremely offended and hurt, and my girlfriend is pissed off because she says she needs certain nutrients and foods right now. She can't let being polite get in the way of maintaining a healthy diet. I decided to take my mom's side because she offered to cook, and my girlfriend... what she wanted. My girlfriend literally ended up just eating boiled green beans and broccoli, which my mom easily could have done. Plus, the baby is already grown and she takes prenatal vitamins every day, so I felt she was being a bit dramatic. I told my girlfriend I expect her to apologize to my mom, and she told me I'm being an asshole and need to butt out. Am I the asshole?
Okay. Okay, let's analyze the situation. It's not, first of all, it's not that deep.
It is not.
So, and also I feel like in situations like this, I guess they're not married. So the boyfriend needs to be a better mediator at this and not say straight out, I take my mom's side. He needs to be better at just like calming everyone down. And because I feel like him doing that probably made the girlfriend even like felt worse about her just wanting to eat healthy for her baby.
Yeah, because it's 2-1.
Yeah. So it's he is the asshole for that just alone. I don't think the girlfriend needs to apologize, honestly.
And also, it was a situation of 2-1, right? Mm-hmm. And so obviously the girlfriend who's pregnant is going to feel bad. And if she's saying that she needs nutrients, why can't they just cater to that?
I don't, so like, okay, if I'm hearing this correctly, as they're saying she wants to cook for herself, but the mom is telling her, no, I will cook. But then she ended up just boiling beans and broccoli for herself, which her mom could have done. But what difference does it make then? If it's just something that simple, if she made it for herself, she might just be really considerate because her mom probably cooks like very often and she didn't want to bother the like mother-in-law, quote unquote, of having to take care, like asking for her help after she gave birth and like now bothering her before. Maybe she's just a really considerate person. I don't think she needs to apologize, honestly. It's so small.
I think there's some information missing. Like, what were they talking about? Did she say that she wants a specific dish? Or was she just being like, really, I want to cook for myself. I don't want your cooking, regardless of what it is. There's some pieces missing, but I definitely think he's an asshole.
Yeah, I don't think it's the mother or the girlfriend. I think this boyfriend needs to be a lot better.
Oof. And there's already a child involved. I hope for the best.
Oh, yes. And a cat. Child and a cat.
Oh, yes. Also, if you guys think otherwise, leave a comment in the comment section if there's any to see what you guys think. Okay, we're moving on with...
Are there comments in Reddit? What do other people think?
Okay, someone under the Reddit user Temporary Badger says, you're the asshole. Your mom was being pushy and not accepting your girlfriend's extremely reasonable boundaries. It's awful that you took her side at all, and she definitely doesn't owe your mom an apology. Nothing she said was rude. You owe your girlfriend an apology, and so does your mom. If your mom wants to be able to stay in the future, she needs to learn to hear no.
So yeah, we're all on the same side here.
Somebody says, you're the asshole. I'm not even reading all that.
We love that.
Yes, this is where we stand. Mm-hmm. We love all right.
That. Okay.
I'm excited. These are fun.
Right? We love judging people. Oh, so much fun. Judging strangers on the internet. Great pastime. Highly recommend. Okay, let's see. Am I the asshole for screenshotting messages guys sent me and sending them to their mothers? I am an 18-year-old girl who is in college at the moment. I've been getting bullied / harassed by 3 guys in my class who have taken to messaging me online with rather gross / harassing messages. And not safe for work pictures that I'm sure you can all fill in the gaps without me going into detail. I see. I should have reported them or just blocked them, but I had enough, so I screenshot every message they've sent me and found their mothers through their Facebook page and sent screenshots to them, including an explanation of who I am and how their sons have been bothering me. Their mothers were horrified and shocked by what I sent them, explaining what was going on. All 3 are on my side. Some of my friends think this is genius and exactly what they deserve, but some of my other friends think I took it too far and it was out of line to put that on their mothers. And so how I don't know what their home life is like. Am I the asshole for doing this? Should I have gone about another way?
Well, we love a petty bitch.
We do. I am a petty bitch.
Obviously, some people usually go for the blocking route, but I love that she sent it to their moms because Sometimes parents only have like the glorified versions of their kids and they don't realize like that the truth. And so I feel, and I could be wrong, that if your mom knows the bad things you're doing, you're less likely to do it. I don't know. Is that just me?
I don't think so, right? I mean, granted, we all have secrets from our parents, but I feel like if the possibility of like, I don't think you're onto something, but I can't form into words.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between like getting a tattoo with your, that your mom doesn't like versus like realizing what a perv you are.
Yeah.
You know, there was a show that I saw on TikTok because I'm on TikTok all the time. Anyways, it was like a couple moms dressing as their younger selves, and just walking through like I think New York.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
By where their sons were known to like catcalled everybody or all the women. And so they didn't think it was going to happen, right? But then they walk by and they're like, oh, mamacita, or like, hey, sugar buns, or something like that. And they were like horrified, right? And they started smacking the little shit out of them. And I think they all need that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just would like to see their faces when their moms just like pulls out her phone or like the Facebook messages and just like, what is this?
I mean, did you think, let's see, did she say she sent everything to the mom or?
Everything. I think that's what I heard.
Do you think that was too far?
Probably, yes.
But, I mean, honestly, like I said, I'm also very petty, so I will probably do the same. Like, yeah. You sent this to me, your mom gets to see it too. If you wanted me to see it, then that means you want everyone to see it.
That's right. I love it. We don't, well, I don't think she's an asshole. I think she's pretty cool. What are the comments saying?
Okay, so first, there is an edit. Due to questions and comments. When it was just standard bullying, I reported them, but they only got a warning. The messages/pictures started after that, so if to prove I couldn't do anything. I figured reporting them again wouldn't work, so that's why she did this. That was her first edit. And then edit 2. Also, whoever reported me as worried about my current mental health, thanks. I mean, I'm honestly good, but thanks.
Because to be honest, if you just block them, they'll just do it to the next girl they find on the internet, you know, without getting any consequences.
But I also wonder, if she blocks them, is it going to get worse? Because they're going to be like, oh, this bitch blocked me. We're going to do something in person now. Like, we can't harass her on the internet or like through text. We're going to harass her on her social media or like in person. That's even worse.
That is a risk.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so, so dangerous for women. Like, shit. Like, someone's alone. Like, if we want to see your ding dong, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
Anyways, what else?
Okay, let's see. People are saying so. The people saying you took it too far are the same ones who would defend those guys' behavior as just guys being guys. Yeah, what they were doing is organized sexual harassment and it needs to be forwarded to school administration as well. Those are...
would you rather send it to your... Would you rather send it to their moms and just get a scolding or send it to their workplace and universities and get them, like, really fucked? That's something else. Yeah.
Right. Because, you see, she could have made this worse by sending it to school. Because I feel like they're going to get worse punishment that way. Like, their future is going to be fucked versus just their moms telling them, hey, stop.
Right? So she didn't take it too far. I'm on her side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she did good. And I also feel like this is an important topic too, right? For girls to know that they shouldn't really take this. If this is happening to people, like this kind of bullying, just verbally or on through text or in person, we really should never just take it. I don't know why there's always that mentality of don't make things worse. People are gonna know. Make people know. Why not? It's not your fault that they're bullying you.
Yeah, because like I feel as if, okay, I'm thinking the reason why they don't do it is because they don't want to be publicly shamed. Right?
Yeah. I get it, because, you know, so sometimes society is just very quick at victim blaming, especially in situations like this. It's like, oh, what does she do? It's that mentality of why are they only bullying her and not like other people? So like, it must be something that she did, that she did, this was brought onto her. But I mean, no matter what someone did, this is not, it's just not right.
Well, let's move on to our second one. Am I the asshole? Again, my name is Charlie, like Charlie bit me. And this is with me.
I am Sky, the petty one.
All right, let's continue. And am I the asshole for refusing to wash my own underwear?
Oh, I'm going to say yes right now. Please wash your underwears, people.
I saw this one and I was like, I don't know how this person's going to turn this around, but I'm curious. Okay. Listen. Okay, I know this sounds bad, but hit me out, okay? My 25 female boyfriend, huh? No, I'm guessing it's me, 25 female, my boyfriend, 28 male.
There we go.
Recently started living together. Our apartment doesn't have a washer and dryer, so we take our clothes to a laundromat one block away. Okay, reasonable. Well, my boyfriend recently pointed out that he hand washes all of his underwear because he finds it unhygienic to take it to the laundromat and doesn't want others touching his underwear. We have our clothes service, so they dry and fold our clothes for us. He then asked me to hand wash my own underwear too and to stop bringing it to the laundromat because it makes him uncomfortable to have others see it. To clarify, my underwear is clean, stain-free, and in good condition. But it's also not scandalous lingerie. That's a hard word for me. It's a hard word for Elmo. Or super sexy thongs. Just plain old but cute panties. He says he was just raised to do his own underwear and it bothers him that I don't. I responded that it doesn't bother me to have the laundromat ladies do it. That it's their job and that they probably don't think twice about it. I also said that I won't go through the trouble of hand washing and air drying all of my underwear just to appease him, since it's not an issue for me. He is not offering to wash my underwear, nor is he asking me to wash his, but I just don't see what the big deal is. If he wants to hand wash his underwear, that's fine, but why should I have to? I swear my underwear is not gross, not scandalous, and all of the employees are very nice ladies. No men work there, so there's no real danger of anyone doing anything to them, so I don't know. Am I the asshole for saying his feelings on the matter won't dictate my actions? Should I just give in and hand wash them myself?
Okay, so let the friend know what I thought. Okay, my opinion has completely changed.
What's your verdict? Tell me about it.
Okay, so here's the thing. I've always grown up with my mom always making me hand wash my underwear. So I don't ever throw them in the laundry. Even till this day, I still hand wash them. I just do it every time I take a shower. It's just the easiest thing to do for me. I wash them and I air dry them. It never touches the laundry. But that's me. I don't care if other people does it. You can do whatever you want. You know, you just, you know, don't touch me if you don't wash your underwear for a week. But you can do that. I don't care. Just don't talk to me.
Good to know.
I mean, if a stranger is not washing it, please do wash it, though. But if you're not, just don't, you know, I don't want to know.
Right. So we're in like a middle ground, right? Because mm-hmm. it's him with like his habits and then it's her mm-hmm. with her habits. The thing is, I understand where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. But what I don't know if it's her underwear touching his clothes, then I will see an issue in that. Because she's not respecting his boundaries. But if it's only the reason why he's uncomfortable is because they might see her underwear, then I'm like, maybe he's taking it too far. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. Okay. If it's the first issue, right? If it's her underwear touching his clothes, just do separate loads. Just wait till you guys have enough loads that you can do your own and then go to the laundromat. It's an easy fix. But F is the second one. I think, what? I don't understand people, you know, just let them be. And also, like she said, it's just ladies working there. And I mean, if she doesn't feel uncomfortable with someone else seeing it, why would you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, right. I find that a little weird that you don't want someone to see just plain underwear. Mm-hmm. What's a big deal?
Everybody wears them. Hopefully.
Well, you'd be surprised.
I don't want that surprise. I don't like it.
I'm gonna be in the middle for this one. I'm not decided. So we're gonna go to the comments.
Okay.
It says, NTA, I don't know what that means. This is truly a first. He's uncomfortable that strangers may see your loose panties. Is he aware that you likely bought this in a store and someone saw you buy them? Does he think you bringing your soiled undergarments to the laundromat is some sort of subliminal mating call for sex from the laundry workers? I have so many questions.
Oh, we love that. Oh.
Let's see another one. Someone by the name of Marae Dragorak. That's a Marae Dragorak. I'm just going to call it that.
Oh, I love that.
I kind of wonder how he feels about gynecologist. If he is this unhinged about loose underwear, he's probably one of those gross dudes that is convinced gynos are totally getting off on looking at vaginas all day. Yeah, I don't see anybody like supporting him. Let's see.
Yeah.
Another one says, I understand that he thinks it's gross. I don't think I'd be comfortable having other people wash my underwear. But the majority of the touching is after it's clean and dry, and it's their job. As long as you're not giving them gross stuff to deal with, I don't think you should feel this bad or creeped out by it.
Yeah, right? It's not like she's pooping in her underwear and then tell them to wash it. It's just normal, everyday stuff. I'm sure the workers see thousands of underwears a day. I don't think they honestly care. I think it's more normal for people to like throw them in the laundry than hand wash them, right?
Yeah, I throw them in the laundry. Never thought about it. Unless I'm on my period, right? I do hand wash those, but after reading the comments, I'm like, she's definitely not an asshole. I think he needs to work on his, insecurities.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
That was, I knew that one had, that was a jewel. I knew it.
The title was really misleading.
It was really.
Okay, let's move on to Am I the Asshole for implying my brother should cancel his proposal to his fiance because she's ungrateful? My 31 female. Oh, I think she is 31. Oh, we are really bad at this. 31 female, dear brother 26 male, decided to propose to his girlfriend few weeks ago. We went ring shopping together and he picked a ring he thought she'd like. After all, we picked a classic piece and you can never go wrong with a classic piece. She would propose and was well, all was well. That was until I saw them again 2 days ago after their proposal, and I noticed my brother's fiancé has a different ring than the one we picked. I, of course, asked, and she shamelessly admitted that she didn't like the original ring, so they went and changed it for another one she liked better. I told her that's a really weird thing of her to do and that she should be happy and grateful. After all, the ring was a classic, so it could fit anyone's style. I'm sorry, I have opinions already.
Yep.
She said that she had previously sent pics of what style of ring she liked to my brother, and she's not into classic pieces anyways, and she was disappointed at how my brother ignored her own taste and opinion and got something she was clear from the start she wouldn't like, and that they after all agreed to go change the ring. I asked for the price of the new ring, and apparently it was the same price as the original one, but I doubt that. The ring looked way more expensive, and it was not even a classic diamond like the first one, but instead a huge emerald stone which would not fit in many occasions. Okay. I told my brother that if I were him, I'd call off the engagement and have a serious talk with my partner, because what his fiancé did is unacceptable. My brother said I'm being rude and how I should mind my business, because he is fine with his fiancé's choice of changing the ring. He also said he's the one at fault for getting the other ring, so I better stop acting like an AH. I insisted that this is very rude and ungrateful for someone to do, and that she should be happy she at least got a proposal and a ring. My brother and his fiancé both got mad at me and now think I'm an asshole for implying such a thing. Am I the asshole? Oh, girl. Oh.
All right. Well, I definitely think she's an asshole. Like, yeah. A-grade asshole.
Mm-hmm, like, what sure. The fuck? I agree. The fiancé is not wearing the ring. She gets to decide what she wants. And if the brother is fine with the price, with everything, if they're both fine with it, she doesn't get a say in it.
Right, because sometimes, what if the ring didn't fit her correctly? Did she have to, like, wear it just because they got it at that size? Or would they go back? And if she wanted, she could change it. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't understand. She's saying, like, it's not for every occasion or whatever. It's their engagement ring. What do you mean every occasion? The occasion is if they think it fits their engagement, that's good enough. She doesn't get a say in any of this.
Exactly.
It also just sounds like she's just really petty that she didn't... I don't know if she's married, but I'm assuming she's not. But it just sounds like she's really petty that she never got a proposal. And it's like... Wow, this is the ring I would want. So I don't care what she wants, but this is what I want. And I never got a proposal. That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, it feels like she wants to project herself in this marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so happy that her brother, like, stopped her right there. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. if he let that slide, she will just continue on abusing mm-hmm. her relationship.
Yeah. But I don't. I cannot believe that's a reason in her mind that she thinks is worth calling off the engagement for.
Yeah, let's talk about that. In what world is that okay? If it was like, oh, I caught my brother's fiance cheating, and so I tell him to call off the engagement. Yeah, obviously. You're doing great, but like mm-hmm. just because she changed her ring.
Yeah. And like, you know, when I read this title, I thought like ungrateful. If it's regarding rings, I thought it's like he bought her, like, say, a $3,000 ring and she goes, no, that's too small. I want a $26,000 ring. That's what I thought. Then I'd be like, you know, can you, if you guys can afford that, then you know, maybe she is not the right one. But she just changed to a different ring that she likes, that's in their price point, and he's fine with it. You know, just let it be. I don't see why not.
Also, this whole thing that she's the fiance sent examples of what she wanted. Why didn't he just get some like that? Why did he have to listen to her? That's like an issue I have with him.
Yes, like, that's true.
Like, he's not all innocent here. He also was part of the problem.
Yeah. I mean, he did say he thought he, like, it was his fault for not listening to the original, what she, the fiancé sent. So, at least he recognizes it. But, you know, just let him be. I don't know why this is such a big deal to this girl. But, let's see what the... She is the one... Oh, this is the comments. Consideration-wise? Oh, I don't know. Anyways. She is the one wearing the ring. She decides. You sound upset that she didn't like your style. Did you ask your brother if he had any idea from his fiancé before suggesting what you liked? I've told my fiancé... So this is, like, I guess another Redditor's experience. I told my fiancé many times, I do not want the diamond. He instead found a ring that had my birthstone on the side and my dead mother's birthstone as the Ming stone. And this was a reasonably priced ring, about $900 after tax. So not getting a diamond saved us quite a bit of money as they're overpriced right out the gate. Everyone, and I mean everyone, gets a diamond. It's no longer special. I'd rather have a ring that is unique to our relationship. Had he gotten me a diamond, I would have said no to his proposal. Because why would I marry someone who dismisses my taste on something I am marrying for months/years? You see, this makes sense. Right? I agree with her. The fiancé, the one wearing the ring, doesn't want a diamond, then she doesn't give a diamond. There we go.
Exactly.
And that's a good point, right? Because in the original post, it said the lady said that it was the same price, but she didn't think it was the same price because it looked all fancy. But diamonds are more expensive than, like, emerald stones. So I'm sure it was probably cheaper.
What's your favorite stone? Do you have one?
I don't think I have one, honestly. I know I was, like, I think both of us were into, like, opals and moonstones for a little bit. But I don't think I have a favorite stone, per se.
Oh, I'm still into moonstone. That has not changed.
That has not changed?
No, I wear the moonstone necklace I got all the time. And then I wear the ones you gave me for our friend gave us for my birthday, and then my moonstone ring, and not so much my moonstone earrings because they itch sometimes. I'm mostly just silver.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I have a specific stone that I'm in love with, but also I don't care if. As diamond or not. I don't think that matters, really. Especially in the, like, engagement proposal, right? It all depends on your situation. I know this is, like, cheesy and cliche or whatever, but I don't think, like, the love is what matters, right? It's not how big your ring is.
Exactly.
It's really, like, if he's making $100, is he willing to give you at least $99. That's the thing. And if he can't afford it, he can't afford it. There's just no... We don't need to put ourselves in debt before we even get together. So, yeah.
Yeah, but rather you buy me a house than buy me a ring.
That's also true.
You could buy a car with that money. A secondhand one, but you could.
Honestly, yeah.
Well, that was interesting. This one is definitely another asshole moment. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the next one with friendships. One that has also, like, a very Interesting title. Am I the asshole for leaving my friends for a rich guy on our spring break vacation together? To all the besties out there, what do you think? Right off the bat. This one is short, so we're gonna dissect it a little.
Okay.
I, female 16, underage, okay, and my friends, all also females and 16, but one gay guy who's also 16, okay. Thanks for that.
Clarification.
Yeah. Went to Las Vegas last week for our spring break and also one of my best friend's sweet 16th birthday party. She also paid for all costs and expenses because her family does have a pretty good amount of income. To say the least, they're wealthy and have a lot of money. So while we are out and about, I saw this really super cute guy. He offered to buy me a drink, and although I am underage, I said yes. Girl. I ended up talking to him for about a few minutes, and I soon found out that he was 24 years old, while I obviously only 16 years old. Oh, no. My friends wanted to leave, but I wanted to stay, so I told them to leave me there alone with him, and they refused. But I stayed. I'm just going to leave it like that. I stayed.
16-year-olds are really good at writing these days.
What the fuck? I am sorry. We're going to cut this out. I spent about another hour with him, and then he called my friends to see if they could come pick me up, and I apologized. I was so incredibly stupid for that, obviously. But it doesn't seem to be bad. Or, like, an a-hole-ish? So, truly, like, and honestly, am I the asshole?
Okay, I get what she's saying, that the situation is not really, like, an asshole-ish thing. But, well, actually, I take that back. They're going there for a friend's birthday, right? And, you know, why? First of all, there's so many things wrong with the story. Why is this 16-year-old? No. Why is this 24-year-old hitting on a 16-year-old?
Who's clearly, she said, 16.
Oh my god.
Oh, jail time.
That's the first. No,
jail
no,
time.
No.
Right off the bat.
Oh god. And second of all, like, the thing is, you're there for your friend's birthday. You really should be there for your friend, and not was like, oh my god, a cute 24-year-old boy is talking to me. That's just not in best taste. But they're all teenagers, so their brain haven't developed much yet, I guess.
Yeah, I was pretty stupid also when I was 16 years old. Do not miss those times.
But yeah, also I feel like the thing is as well, if all of your friends is like, no, you should not stay. I don't know what kind of friend group she's in, but if all of my friends are telling me that, I know that I'm fucking something up. Like, I should go with them. I'm sure they're also there, like, telling her to go with them. There's gotta be an element of, hey, he's weird. He's 24 and talking to you, so let's get you away from this situation and you don't get hurt. I think that's... I don't know. That's what I would think.
And she got lucky because the guy told her to call their friends. Because if it was another guy, things would have gone downhill real fast.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad she's okay, but damn, girl, you need to trust your friends a little bit more.
Yeah. Right. And also, she mentioned he bought her a drink. I wonder if he drank it and was it a little, you know, not in the best mind. And I feel like especially in those situations, if my friends are like, let's go, let's get out of here, I'm like, okay, I'm leaving with you.
So some people are really not happy with her decisions. One said, you're the asshole, gross. Another one says, you're the asshole and an idiot. You're lucky you're not in the slave trade right now. Be smarter. Ouch. Someone else said, you're the asshole, but you recognized it and made a mistake. You're 16. Stuff like this happens. Just realize that no adult man who is worth anything spends time canoodling and smooching with teenagers. No exception. Yes, even the celebrities. Yes, even that Instagram couple that has an age gap. Yes, even the redditor in the DMs who pretends it is normal. Any sane, healthy adult male will be into adult women. Teenagers will be into teenagers. It is normal to enjoy attention. However, he is a predator and dangerous. Socializing at this age is best done with the people the same age. Say it louder for the back.
I see. I think I really like this comment. And not just, yeah, she's making a mistake. That was not good. Whatever. She did recognize it. So I don't think all of the calling her you're an idiot is really worth it. Right? She is still a kid. She's 16. Kids are meant to make mistakes. If they don't make mistakes, they don't learn.
Exactly.
The good thing is, like, this is not such a terrible mistake that it's irreversible. But I'm sure the next time if things like this happens again, she's like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't do that again.
She'll know better. That's what that's what we're here for. Okay, we're going on our last round.
Wow, let's see. Am I the asshole for telling my sister that her husband would take her more seriously if she didn't dress like she did? Me, a 26-year-old female, my sister Anna, 24-year-old female, married my friend Lance, 27-year-old male. He was a cool guy in our friend group. Handsome, mysterious, smart, quiet. I don't know how he ended up with my sister. Oof.
Ouch.
She's the total opposite. Loud, funny, outgoing. She's beautiful though. Really beautiful. And when they got together, everyone said how good they looked. Okay. Seems like someone had a little crush on Lance. Anna seemed to be really in love with him all the time. She used to say how dreamy he was, how good he treated her, and how spoiled she felt. But Lance was always so stern and quiet. She would revolve around him at family gatherings, but he wouldn't engage that much with everyone but me and her. I was surprised when he asked her to marry him. My sister never took the wifey role too serious. She had a non-traditional wedding, and Lance went along with it. She made a bunch of rules that he agreed to, and then they moved to his house. Anna banned house utensils from the wedding gift list. She doesn't work, didn't finish her studies, and they don't plan on having kids. My sister is pretty much only into her looks, and I didn't think Lance cared for that before. She's always on Snapchat or Instagram. I thought that after getting married, she would dress more appropriate since she used to use crop tops, blouse, dresses, and shirts that showed her cleavage, short skirts, or tight jeans. But she says that Lance liked her just fine. Last week was my dad's birthday, and we had a party. My sister and Lance came, and she was wearing a pretty short floral dress. Nonetheless, most of the men were looking at her, including my dad's friends. Lance was so stoked as always, and my sister came to my mom and I saying that she didn't know why he was so quiet, since she's not like that. He's like that, what the fuck? So I told her that if she didn't dress like that, he might take her more seriously. She got sad and sat quiet the rest of the night, and I didn't think much of that. But a few days ago, Lance texted me saying, Lance texted me and said that he would appreciate if I didn't comment on my wife saying of my wife's way of dressing again. Did I miss something? I am not in love with him.
First of all, what the fuck? Why do you care so much of how she dresses? Obviously, he's fine with it. And, like, you made her, like, unnecessarily sad for what?
Yeah. And really, Lance just seems like a quiet guy, right? And you never know. Some people act different when they're just with their significant other because they're a lot more comfortable. So, I'm sorry to break this to the pollster, but maybe he's just not that comfortable with you to show 100% of himself. And he's very comfortable with Anna because even she said, the sister, she is loud and funny and outgoing. And, you know, sometimes those people just attract to each other. The more quiet people are just more attracted to the louder, outgoing people.
Right. And the whole thing that after marriage, she shouldn't dress how she normally dresses. Like, what for?
Yeah, she dress however she want to dress.
Exactly. If she wants to have her titties out, she can. Like,
yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
You look away then.
Exactly. And, like, the creeps and the people, like, that's not her fault.
Mm-hmm.
And just because, I mean, I am. You're definitely not it, girl. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be, like, in love with the guy. You're just a nosy bitch. That's it. I'm sorry. I have to say it.
I don't even know what to say. I'm too stunned to speak. But honestly, though, she can dress however she wants to dress. If he's fine with it, if she's fine with it, the poster seems to be the only one that has an issue with it, and I don't know why she does.
As long as she is okay with it with herself, then fuck everybody else. Not even her husband has a say in it. Like, he knew what he married. Who married? Like, he knew how she was. It's like me going over to my friend's house and, like, dictate how the husband feels when I don't live there. That's stupid. What are the comments saying?
So, I mean, I feel like this story has a pretty obvious side to it. Let's see. It says, the misogyny is coming from within the house. Do them all a favor and leave them both alone.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, that's basically what people are saying. Honestly, jealousy issues or sisterly envy or whatever aside, this is really what it comes down to. OP, you write as though your sister just drags her husband along in life and that he has no say and or doesn't even really like her or her decisions. You may know them both very well, but you don't know their marriage. Stay out of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we conclude with this section. I feel like, I don't know, most of them, does my memory go wrong? But, like, I feel like most of them were not in the right. And I don't know if you remember, but I don't know where. There was this app that I remember I used to use when I was in my university. It was called Whisper, and, like, you can kind of just, like, whisper whatever secrets or, like, things that happen to you without, like, being known. So kind of like being anonymous, right? Have you ever, like, read those?
I think not Whisper. I think when I was in college, there was something else. I don't even remember the name. I think the app logo was a buffalo or something. I don't even remember. And people just write random things on it. So I think I know what you're saying. Like, I remember someone saying, like, that girl that walked by the library at this time, you're really cute.
Yeah, things like that. So there's, Whisper has its own, like, website where they, like, made compilations of some posts that have a theme. And so right now I'm looking at Friendship Fails, the worst thing my friend did to me. So I'm going to read them to you and, like, see what you think, okay? First one. My ex-bestie dated my ex and kept telling me he was cheating. Oh, he was cheating, all right, but with your slutty ass.
Oh. Oh.
Yes, so much for girl code, huh?
Wait. I need to get this straight. My ex was dating who?
So at this time, imagine that her then boyfriend that she had, her best friend would tell the girl that he was cheating, right? And create like this, oh, he's cheating, he's no good for you. But in behind her back, she's the one she's cheating with. The best friend. Can you believe that? Just like say, hey, I don't know. What do you do in this situation?
I don't know. I wouldn't be in this situation.
It's so messed up.
Yeah, I feel like I don't care if, let's say, my friend cares if I date her ex. I would just never do that. Like, I'm sorry. If you dated one of my friends, especially one of my best friends, automatically off the table. Like, I just can't. I don't know. It's a mental block in my mind. You don't exist anymore. You're her ex. Even if they're on good terms, you don't exist anymore.
Yeah. You're right. Oh, that was a good start. Good start. My friend, in quotation marks, tried to ruin my last relationship by telling my ex to treat me like shit just so he can try to get with me. Kind of in the same situation.
Yeah, same boat, right? Who are these friends that these people have?
I don't know.
To make better friends, guys.
Yes, if you feel like this is relatable, you need to dump that friend, okay? We're just like trying to like take out the red flags around here.
Yeah.
Next one. My best friend for 16 years called me a useless friend because I didn't encourage her to skip school just to fuck around with her boyfriend at the time.
Oh.
Then, she uses me to date my cousin.
There's a lot of information in those two sentences.
I feel like there are people who, I don't know, like their hearts are just so twisted that they will befriend you and like have no feelings for you whatsoever.
Yeah, right? 16 years and still does this stuff? That's interesting.
Me and her, my friend, were artists. She had a small booth in a flea market, and I gave her a bunch of paintings to sell, for which she would keep half. She broke her contract and took off with over 2K of my stuff.
Well, I guess she really saw the money and be like, bye. Who are you? I don't remember.
Azam.
But I feel like half is already pretty generous, right? Because she's only using her booth to sell the stuff. And she still took off with your money. Jeez, what kind of friends are you guys making?
I don't know, but listen. My best friend got me fired so he could hire his brother.
Oh my god.
It's just going downhill from here.
It's just not well.
Listen.
Oh no.
My buddy called the cops to put me in the mental hospital because we like the same girl. He's the one that needs the mental hospital. Yes.
Well, I hope you saved that girl from the same dude, the guy that called you into the mental hospital.
Listen. Oh. My friend who was his therapist began treating my wife for anxiety. 5 years later, they're now married with 2 kids and living in the same house we bought together while I'm in my mom's basement.
I'm sorry, that's not funny. I'm so sorry. That is not funny. Yeah, kind of funny though.
I love this one. There's more, but I think let's do another one. The last one.
The last one. It has to be a good one. Better pick a good one, Charlie.
My ex-bestie spread nudes of me to the entire school, all because we were crushing on the same dude.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. Is this helping or making things worse?
You have a point.
Right? It could have helped. I wonder who ended up with the dude, if any of them.
I don't know. This is not safe. But I would be terrified.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shitty thing to do, right? That's, I'm not, like, endorsing this behavior or anything. Don't share news of other people. I guess except to their mothers, if they're bullying you.
That's the thing I never understood, right? In my mind, since I was a little girl, mm-hmm. like, I was, since, I don't know, since I began liking kids, right? Mm-hmm. I told myself I will never like a friend's boyfriend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if a little girl can comprehend that, then a whole ass woman or man can too. Like, what's not clicking?
What's not clicking?
Exactly. It just baffles me.
Yeah, right. Like, even, I don't, okay, let's say, here's a scenario for us, right? We've been friends for a while. For people who doesn't know, we've been friends for a long while. Let's say if you start crushing on the same dude, what do you think you would do?
Look for another dude.
What if you really like this dude? You're like, oh, I think he's the love of my life.
Yeah, not worth it.
Doesn't matter.
Does not matter. Nope.
You know, I would have to agree. Honestly, we just both leave him.
Yeah. Plenty of fish in the sea.
Exactly. Plenty of fish in the sea. Yeah, you know, I think I would do the same. Because, like, I don't think... Here's the thing. Honestly, I would think... let's say if you did have the crush on the same guy, I would probably just leave and look for someone else. And it's like, I want... Because I care for you more... Well, forever more than any other dude in the world. So sweet. Anyways.
Pat in the back. Self-pat in the back.
Oh, I'm so sweet. but honestly, though, I think I will care for my friend forever higher than, like, a dude. And so, like, I would want to salvage my relationship with my friend. So I would just... If that actually happens, I'll probably just look for someone else. And then it looks like you're looking for someone else too, so bye, dude.
Sayonara.
And really, the thing is, right, if, like, I feel like there's always that unspoken tension. If we did, if one of us got with the person we both had a crush on. Even though, like, let's say if I got with him, and we both had a crush on him. In my mind, I was always think, "Oh no, I don't know what to do. Should I invite her to things? Should I call her to the wedding if it's happening?" Even though if you doesn't really care anymore, if you completely moved on, that's always in the back of my mind. So I can never do that.
Mm-mm. Right, because also if we say we just can't get over it, I will probably have a proposal. Mm-hmm. Think of him as in, like, a celebrity, and we can both, like, crush on him at the same time. And that way, it's like we maintain a boundary where it's healthy for all three of us, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that will be fun, right? Like, having, like, he's so cute, right? I feel like you need a conscience if you think you're okay with taking your friend's boyfriend.
Yeah, especially if, like, it was already her... Yeah, you know, boyfriend, or for me, even ex-boyfriends, I can't do that either. That's just a mental block of, you were with my friend. You were with my friend. Every time I see him, I will see my friend. I'm like, no, it's just not gonna work.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Well, I think this first episode came out Okay, if I say so myself.
Yes, yes. Let's see how post sounds.
Let's see how, like, you guys think of it, if you guys like it, if you guys want to hear more. Even if it's just one person that listens to this, that'll be pretty cool.
If it's just one person besides our friend group, yes. We don't need your opinions, guys.
Yes. I'm sorry. If I'm you're just our kidding. Friend, I love you guys. Refrain. Or if you do, just like share so you can have more people. We're probably, if things go well, we're maybe gonna have some social media so we guys can connect, and maybe you guys can send us some of your Am I the Asshole stories or any random stuff.
Oh, artists, or anything actually. Yeah. We love peeking into people's lives and judging them. Don't worry, we won't judge it too harshly.
We'll try our best.
We'll try.
Well, this has been the Homebodies podcast. I hope you guys like this. My name is Charlie.
My name is Sky.
And we'll see you guys in the next...
Episode. Wow. Episode. Oh.